everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Oi with the Terror Already. I'm one of your hosts, Sandra.
I'm your other host, Danielle.
And we are back after a busy weekend. Well, it was busy for me, but I don't know. I don't remember if you said that you guys were going anywhere.
We were supposed to go visit my parents in Connecticut. My dad, actually today, June 6th, is when it was his last day of work after working at Perkin-Elmer for 45 years.
He's retired?
Yeah, so today, so like, I was like, oh, well, we should go the weekend before, because it's on a Monday, so, oh, we could, like, visit for the weekend and celebrate. But basically, my parents both ended up getting some kind of cold slash, they don't think it was COVID, mm-hmm. but yeah, they weren't feeling well. So like Thursday, basically, they're like, yeah, maybe don't visit. So we're going to try to go this upcoming weekend now. So that didn't happen. So we ended up basically just doing like gardening, house things. So it was pretty productive overall, I would say. The weather was really nice outside.
Yeah, so. It was a nice weekend. I can't not believe your dad is retired.
I know.
I feel like he's been talking about retiring since, like, we met in elementary school.
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been, like, it sounds like he would have retired sooner, but during COVID stuff, like, they basically let everyone work from home, like, every day.
Yeah.
So then and then he was like, oh, let's just do it on the, like, same date that I started 45 years ago.
Wow. Well, good for him. I hope he does something like fun. Well, I don't know what fun hobbies your dad has, but I hope he like does something like fun.
Apparently, he's going to try to build Dave and I a fence at our house. So that might be the next hobby.
Hey. Whatever works.
Like, he built the deck at my parents' house. Mm-hmm. So, and he's an engineer. So, I mean, he should be able to do it. And David, I need a fence. And it's like $12,000.
Yeah.
So that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. Just be like, Dad, just come up and stay with us for a few days. And build us a fence.
I think definitely, like, projects are probably going to be good. When you're retired. I mean, Dave's parents have been retired for a little bit. I asked him, I'm like, so what do your parents do now? And Dave's like, I don't know.
I don't think any of us know. My stepmom's retired. My dad's never gonna retire. But like, he has like more exciting weekends than I do. Like, I was texting him on Friday and I gave him a call because I'm like, I haven't spoken to him in like 2 weeks. Like, I should check in. Thinking he was going to be home. He's at an air show that he goes to every year in, like, Pennsylvania with friends. And I'm like, he's like, oh, yeah, I got to ride in, like, a B-12 or something from, like, World War One or World War Two. I'm like, who are you? Like, you have more of a social life than I do.
That's cool.
So, yeah, he gets, like, it's, like, his one, well, he does a lot. They do a lot. They actually do a lot of traveling. But he does it every year, and he, like, loves it. It's, like, his, like, Christmas in July and everything just, like, rolled up into one. Mm. So,
but that's good to be busy.
Yeah, he's almost too busy sometimes. Like, I try to go down and visit, and they're like, yeah, we're not there that weekend. I'm like, I guess I'll see you at some point. Like, I'm going down for July 4th for my friend's wedding. They're not going to be there. They're going to be in Colorado visiting friends like they do every 4th of July. So, yeah. Like, okay, I guess I'll just catch you guys next time. So, but at least it sounds like you guys had, like, a good weekend overall.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Kind of relaxing, but also productive, I guess.
And you said that you went down, like, a Lindsay Lohan rabbit hole? Or just, like, a Disney Plus rabbit hole?
Yeah, we have Disney Plus. And I kind of like watching more of the, like, not animated, like, late 90s, early 2000s movies. That's, like, the type of nostalgia I need, I guess.
That makes sense.
So, I watched just, no, not just my luck, the spy movie she's in.
Oh, Get a Clue?
Yeah, Get a Clue. And then yesterday, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Nice. I watched Freaky Friday on like Thursday. Because I was like, I haven't been on Disney Plus in a while. So I was like, this sounds good. And it was really good. I still really like it.
Yeah, I almost watched that. Yeah, that one's good too. It's just like crazy to see how much she changes, and all those movies are all like a year apart from each other or something. Yeah. Like,
and she changes a lot. She has a podcast now. I know that.
I heard she's like making a like resurgence or something.
She's gonna be in a Netflix movie coming out around Christmas, I think. They finished filming it like a few months ago. So, which I kind of, I mean, she was always a pretty good actress. So, like, I hope she kind of gets back into it eventually, if that's what she wants.
Do you know if the kid from that movie Hook is British?
Which kid?
I think he plays Peter Pan.
I haven't seen Hook in so long. I'd have to, like, look it up.
I think that was the same guy who plays a love interest in, what's it called again? Get a Clue. I think that was the same guy who plays like the love interest, and he had this super weird like accent he was trying to do, but it wasn't working.
I think the guy actually, so I'm looking it up on my phone because I can't remember. So the guy that was the love interest in Get a Clue is Bug Hall, and he was in, I know him from The Little Rascals, that 1994 or 1995 version. Oh. He played Alfalfa.
So maybe that's a different guy.
He was also in Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, I think. Let me see. Oh, he was in the OC for like a second. Okay. Yeah, no, he wasn't in Hook. And who was in Hook?
It looked like him. Wait, am I thinking of the right movie?
I don't think you're thinking of the right movie.
He plays Peter Pan, and he... Maybe it's just called Peter Pan. Yeah.
Wait, are you thinking of Jeremy Sumpter from Peter Pan that came out in like 2002?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the cast of Hook and I'm like, Peter Pan is played by Robin Williams. I don't think that's the same guy.
Yeah, so that's not the guy from Get a Clue then.
No, different guy. But they look alike though.
I know. Okay. So is that guy British or was he just American but trying to have a weird accent? That's what I'm trying to get at.
I think Jeremy Sumpter is American, but maybe he's British. Yeah, he was born in California.
Bug Hall.
I think Hall is...
Yeah, he's from Texas. Oh my god. Like, watch the movie. He's trying to have, like, some weird, like, Boston, New York accent, and it's not working.
Yeah, because he's trying to... Isn't he his character from, like, Brooklyn or something? So he's trying to have, like, a Brooklyn accent? He's from
Brooklyn, but it's just, like... it's, like, so exaggerated. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Oh, Disney. Gotta love Disney for... I don't know whose choice that was, Lynn. I don't know if that's the actor's choice or, like, the producer or, like, the director. Like, I don't know.
I mean, she's not supposed to be from Brooklyn. She's supposed to be, like, from Manhattan or wherever. Doesn't really have any accent at all. And then, like, there are so many scenes where it's the two of them talking. And then he has, like, super heavy accent. So it's, like, even funnier.
Oh, man, I'm going to want... There are so many movies now that I want to watch. Yeah, like, so on Saturday, I went to a drag brunch in Boston. It was Mamma Mia. So they sang, like, all the songs from Mamma Mia, and it was really good. It was a lot of fun. But I mostly went for, like, my friend Bridget's birthday, because her birthday was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then we went to her house, like, later in the day and had, like, a campfire and everything and food. And it was a lot of fun. But she's actually going to Ireland for grad school. She's going to Dublin.
I think cool.
University of Dublin, I think, or UDub is what it's called, I guess. And so for her birthday, I got her the movie Leap Year, and she's very into like hair pins and stuff, hair clips. So I got her some like Irish color, like green, like Luck of the Irish type hair pins, and then a gift card for Disney. She's gone to Disney in January. but she's never seen it. And I'm like, what do you mean you've never seen Leap Year? Like, how is that? Like, that's one of my favorite movies. And now I'm like, now I have to watch it this weekend. I will find also, time to watch it.
Have you seen the one with, oh my God, what's her name? She was this big comedian in like the 90s, 2000s, like tiny with like black hair. She's in this movie where it's like that one day a year. It's the same premise. It's Leap Year, but it's like kind of edgier or something. She's like, it's like super dry humor.
That sounds so good, but it doesn't sound familiar, but I'm sure I've either seen it or like I know of it.
I think the girls and I, when we were studying in Dublin, where we were studying the campus, had like a stock supply of like tapes you could rent or DVDs or whatever, and that was one of the movies. And like now we like every so often when we get together we'll rewatch it. She has like a long last name. Oh my God, maybe I'll cut that out. Janine Garofalo?
I haven't heard of her. Oh, she looks kind of familiar.
The Matchmaker. That's what it's called. Yeah, that one too.
I'll have to watch it.
But yeah.
Huh. Sorry, I'm just reading the summary.
The only reason we found out about the movie is because they had it like at the campus for some reason. I don't know if it's popular in Ireland. But
I mean, it might be. They
also had Taken, which we always thought was poor taste.
Yeah, I can see why. I think I've seen that movie like once, maybe.
But yeah, Leap Year classic too.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, what do you mean you haven't seen it? So now she's going to have to watch it. But now I'm like, now I need to watch it. So mm-hmm. I might do that this weekend. Anyway, do you want to do the oys? Or do you want to wait till the end?
No, we could do it. Yeah, let's do it now.
All right, you want to go first or do you want me to?
I'll go. Okay. Well, I have a like mini not update. I'll start with first. So I'm still waiting on Air France. No response yet about the luggage. I don't know. At this point, I'm just going to assume they might not even say anything. And that's going to suck, but whatever. Like,
yep.
Yeah, at least it wasn't super expensive. I technically didn't pay for it. It was a gift, but still.
But it's frustrating.
Like, it shouldn't be broken after one trip. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I don't know. So, like, Dave's suggestion was, oh, just email them back every day saying, like, any update? Maybe I'll do that. And then I guess my other oi is, I guess I'm stressed again because my skin rash is back. So I'm sad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it just started like a day ago. It's like right, like a little thing on my chin for now. But
I'm sorry.
It like completely went away on the honeymoon. I was like, it's probably because I was so relaxed.
Yeah, probably. And you were probably drinking like a lot of wine and having good food. And you're like, this is it. This is all I need.
Yeah. Or it's like our town water is poisoning my skin is my other theory. But I'm going to go with stress, I guess.
I mean, Massachusetts water isn't too great. Like, my water is, like, I don't drink my water. I just don't. Mm. I use a Brita because,
yeah, we use filtered water. Yeah.
Like, I don't trust it.
Yeah, we were told, like, there's half our town, the water is brown looking, the tap water, and the other half, it smells like eggs.
Ugh.
Or something. Yeah. Maybe not brown, but, like, off-colored.
Brownish.
So, yeah, we were basically told to not drink the tap.
Yeah, mine's not brown. It's just, like, it looks better when it's, like, it's clearer when it's boiled or when it's, mm-hmm. like, filtered. Otherwise, it just looks really, like, cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to be not stressed, basically. It's just difficult.
That's fair. All right, I guess I'll go. So I have two. They're kind of short. One you already know about because I texted you angrily on Friday. All I was trying to do was do my damn laundry. That's it. So I went down Like, because I usually have Fridays off because we do the summer Friday. So if you work, like, your hours Monday through Thursday, you have your Friday off, or you only have to go in for, like, a few hours to make it up or whatever. So I go down at, like, 11, and somebody already has their laundry in, and they have, like, 10 minutes left. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I can wait 10 minutes. So I wait 10 minutes. I go back down. They haven't come to pick it up yet. I'm like, all right, I'll give them, like, 20 minutes because sometimes, mm-hmm. like, you know, I get it. You're working from home. You're on a call. You get sidetracked. You forget to come get your laundry. Whatever. 20 minutes goes by. They finally come to get it. So I throw it in. I throw my laundry in. And then I'm all right. Like, okay, they have, like, you know, the 40 minutes for me to do mine. Plus, like, there should be – there were – I think it was in the dryer for, like, 10 minutes at this point. Like, okay, like, we should be done, like, around the same time. So I go down. Not done. Like, they didn't take it out yet. So I wait another 10 minutes, go back down. Still hadn't taken it out yet. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go knock on every door in the building and see who's home and see if this belongs to anybody because this is ridiculous.
So how long has it been?
It's been like 15 minutes of me waiting, but their laundry had already been done for like 10 minutes longer. So their laundry had been done for like 25 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
So I actually made it all the way up to the top floor. I've never actually been to the top floor of my apartment because I live on like the first. So I'm like, I don't have a reason to go up. So that was kind of nice to see everything upstairs. And then I'm at the stairwell and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're an introvert. This isn't you. So then I forget it. And I'm like, okay, I'll give him another 10 minutes. So at this point, it's been like 45 minutes since their laundry was done.
Yeah, at that point, I'm like, I'd give them like a half hour window. But once it surpasses a half hour, then like you can, then they lose the ability to get upset.
So I open the dryer and I see that it's somebody's duvet, not the cover, not just like clothes, but like their actual duvet. I'm like, what the fuck? So I pull it out and I put it on a table and then I shove my laundry in and I pretty much just like turned it on, the dryer on, and like ran upstairs. So I was like, I don't want any confrontation. So then I waited like 25 minutes to go down to bring down my recycling. So that's what we have in the basement. And I see that they've hung up their duvet on like this weird pole type thing that's new downstairs. Where I was like, oh, well, I don't see like anything. Like my laundry's still going. Like this should be fine. So to whoever's laundry that is, I'm sorry for taking it out, but I'm not sorry also because it was like 5 minutes of me waiting. So please, people, and we only have one washer and dryer, so it's like, just come and get your damn laundry after a certain point. Set a timer. Do something. Just I mean, our phones will even tell us, like, the laundry app tells us, like, when it is done. So there's no excuse to not know that your laundry is not done.
I know. That's, like, I feel like when you know you're going to do laundry, that's, like, part of what you have to be aware of is, like, keeping track of the times of everything. And then, yeah, once it's, like, 45 minutes at that point, then you can't get mad if someone touches your stuff. But, like, I told you when you asked me if you would be an asshole, I'm like, as long as you didn't, like, throw it on the ground or something like that, then you're fine.
I didn't throw it on the ground. I put it on a table, but
I think that's okay.
It's like, this table's clean. Like, it looks pretty clean. And I'm also just like, fuck it, like, you, this is your bedding, like, come and get your bedding if you want it to be clean.
Right.
So.
And then, like, how you mentioned that as a detail, you're like, I don't know why, like, it made a difference. And
I don't know why either.
You're taken out or something.
I just, like, if I washed, like, my bedding or, like, my, you know, comforter or whatever, like, I would make sure to get it done on time, but that's also just me. I'm very, like, prompt, and I don't like to keep people waiting because, like, that's not fair. So I'm like, yes, I'll give you, it's a Friday, like, afternoon. Not a lot of people are in the apartment building. A lot of us are back at work, but, like, just get your fucking laundry. So, and then my other small oy is I went to the post office today after work because I had to send something for work, and these two people were in line in front of me, and one person must have had like 50 things to get certified, and this other girl was trying to send like 25 envelopes, but she didn't have the stamps on them, so she's like doing, like, putting the stamps on them, and I'm like, this closes in like 10 minutes. Like, really, guys? So again, like, anyway, but I got my stuff sent and it was fine. I was just like, I have to wait in line an extra 10 minutes because people don't come prepared, apparently.
Mm.
Apparently that's my theme this week, is just like, do what you're supposed to. That's all I ask. Anyway. Okay. So I guess I'm going first this week, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but so I know I texted you my hint on like Friday because I'm was like, I need to text it before I forget. And you had a good guess, but did you have any other guesses?
No, Dave thought some kind of fairy.
A nymph.
Oh, a nymph?
Close. So my topic this week is mermaids.
Mermaids.
Mm. Yep. And I picked it because I've been watching a show on Netflix that's made for kids, but it's fine. It was on Nickelodeon, like, when we were younger. And it takes place in Australia, and it involves, like, mermaids and stuff, and I'll mention it a little bit later. So that's why I was like, oh, I haven't done mermaids yet. And then I realized mermaids were really complicated, so this is a very condensed version because there is so much stuff on them. And they're in so many different countries and cultures and legends and everything. It's like they're everywhere. So essentially in folklore, a mermaid is described as an aquatic creature with the head and upper body of a female human and the tail of a fish. There's also the male version, which is the merman, which is basically the same thing. Upper body of a male person and then lower body is a fish, is a tail. They appear in many different cultures worldwide, and these include Europe, Asia, and Africa. They are sometimes associated with perilous events such as floods, storms, shipwrecks, and drownings. In a lot of folklore that I found, it was mentioned that usually mermaids could control the weather or that they could summon a storm if they wanted to, like, I don't know, cause a shipwreck or something. And they could be seen, like, during storms as well. Generally speaking, it is said that both merman and mermaids said to kind of coexist with each other. And they are usually referred to as merfolk or merpeople. The conception of mermaids in the West may have been influenced by sirens of Greek mythology. Sirens are originally half bird-like, but come to be pictured as half fish-like in the Christian era. Historical accounts of mermaids, such as those reported by Christopher Columbus during his exploration of the Caribbean, may have been sightings of manatees or similar aquatic mammals, but because they didn't know what they were back then, they just thought that they were kind of mermaids or merfolk. And there are actually more recent sightings of mermaids, which I'll get into a little bit later. The word mermaid is actually a compound of the Old English mer, which is sea, and maid, which is a girl or a young woman. This makes a lot of sense since generally mermaids are described as young female women. More recent adaptations of mermaids include movies like The Little Mermaid, which is a very popular Disney movie. Greek mythology also early on had other creatures described as part woman and part fish. These were sea monsters referred to as Scylla and Charybdis. Though Scylla's violence is contrast with the siren's seductive ways by certain classical writers, the Scylla and Charybdis lived in the neighboring regions to the siren's domain. The Scylla was also part of mythology of the Etruscan civilization that perished in the 6th century BC, and their version of the Scylla being twin-tailed. Some have argued that the much later European myth of the Melusine mermaid was traceable to Tully's Scylla of the Etruscans. They also have been found to have Middle Eastern origins, and these depictions of entities with tails of fish, upper bodies being human, they actually appear in Mesopotamian artwork from the old Babylonian period. And they are also very well known in Great Britain and Ireland. The Norman Chapel of Durham Castle, which was built around 1078, has what is probably the earliest surviving artistic depiction of the mermaid in all of England. And it can be seen on the south-facing capital above one of the original Norman stone pillars. Mermaids appear in British folklore as unlucky omens, both foretelling disaster and provoking it. There have been several variants of the ballad Sir Patrick Spens, which depict a mermaid speaking to the doomed ships. Mermaids can also be a sign of approaching rough weather. Some have even been described as monstrous and in size, and even up to 2,000 feet or 610 meters. Mermaids have also been described as able to swim up rivers and freshwater lakes. In one story called The Laird of Lorntai, he went to aid a woman that he thought was drowning in a lake near his house, and a servant of his pulled him back, and that servant was warning him that it was a mermaid, and the mermaid screamed at them that she would have killed them if it were not for his servant. So mermaids in a lot of these different legends that I've found are seen as not usually the good guys. They're usually seen as kind of sexual and not the, like, kind of more of the bad guys. Then there's also Irish lore. In Irish lore, there's the figure of Lee Ban, who appears as a sacrificed mermaid. She was a human being that was transformed into a mermaid after 3 centuries when Christianity had come over to Ireland. She was then baptized, and the Irish mermaid is called Mero. In tales such as Lady of Galeris, which was published in the 19th century, that in Scottish mythology, excuse my pronunciation, a sieg is a freshwater mermaid, though little beside the term has been preserved in folklore, so it's not as popular in Scotland, but they're still primarily popular in Ireland as well. There's also mermaids from the Isle of Man. They are known as Benvere and are considered more favorable toward humans than those of other regions, with various accounts of assistance and giving gifts and rewards. And there is a story that tells of a fisherman who carried a stranded mermaid back to sea, and he was rewarded with the location of treasure. So it's also that weird idea that mermaids can do magic and kind of give you, like, whatever it is that you want. Then in Western Europe, a freshwater mermaid-like creature from Europe folklore is a Melusine, and she is sometimes depicted with 2 fishtails or with the lower body of a serpent. There's also the world-famous statue of the Little Mermaid, which is based on Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale that is in Copenhagen, Denmark, and has been since August of 1913. There are copies in 13 other locations around the world. Almost half of them are in North America. And then during the Romanesque period, mermaids were often associated with lust. So it's that idea of forbidden lust, seduction is very popular when it comes to the legends of the mermaid as well. And then going to the 21st century, I found it interesting that there are still sightings of mermaids. For instance, back in August of 2009, there were dozens of people that reported seeing a mermaid leaping out of Halfa Bay waters and doing aerial tricks. The Israeli coastal town of Kivat Yam offered a $1 million reward for proof of its existence. And then back in February of 2012, there were 2 reservoirs near Gwok and Mutare in Zimbabwe. Workers refused to continue because while they were working on the reservoir, they said that there were mermaids that have been hounding them away from the sites. That was reported by Samuel Sipipa Nkomo, and that is the water resources minister. So, as I said earlier, there have been a lot of different adaptations involving mermaids. The most famous would definitely be Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid. That was published back in 1837. And for those of you that don't know, I'll give the very condensed version because it is not at all like The Little Mermaid from Disney. So in his version, it's a lot darker. And basically, she gives her voice for legs, and then she has a lot of issues when she's on land. She still, I think, has the 3 days to get the prince to fall in love with her, but it doesn't actually work out. And she ends up having to choose between stabbing the prince with a magic knife before his marriage to this other girl, or unfortunately dying. And she actually chooses to die, and she actually dissolves into sea foam. So it's very different than the Disney version that we all kind of know and love. And that work has actually been translated into over 100 languages. And that mermaid was actually more based off of a water nymph in German folklore, who could only maintain an immortal soul by marrying a human being or can only obtain an immortal soul by marrying a human being. There's also been a lot of different sculptures. Sculptures and statues of mermaids can be found in many different countries and cultures, pretty much all around the world, ranging from Denmark to Norway to England, Scotland, Greece, Brazil, New Zealand. Pick anywhere on a map, I guarantee you'll find a mermaid sculpture somewhere, or a mermaid statue at least. There's also been musical depictions of mermaids, including those by Felix Mendelssohn and Fermilusina, which is the overture. There's the Three Rhine Daughters by Richard Wagner's opera from Der Ring des Nibelungen. Lorelei, the name of the Rhine mermaid, who was immortalized in the Heinrich Heine poem of that name, has also become a synonym for the siren. And as everybody knows, the Little Mermaid is probably the most popular from Disney, but there's also been other adaptations as far back as Miranda, which came out in 1948. There's also the romantic comedy Splash, which came out in 1984. Daniel and I probably know Aquamarine the most. That came out in 2006. They've also been featured in different movies like Peter Pan, Pirates of the Caribbean, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. And there's also two Australian shows. One of them is H2O Just Add Water, and the other one is Mako Mermaids, and those can be found on Netflix. So if you're interested, go check it out. And lastly, the Starbucks coffee logo is a Melusine. So there's no way to really escape mermaids. They are kind of everywhere. And as I said, this is kind of more of a condensed version of its history, but I thought it was just kind of interesting. And I didn't realize that they were pretty much in every single country's folklore, culture's folklore. They're just everywhere. So it's kind of crazy how we still talk about them today and how there might even be sightings of them today. So it does kind of bring up that question of, do they really exist, or are we just confusing other things and we want it to be a mermaid or a merman?
I'm glad you did that topic.
So long. I'm like reading this and I'm like, there's so much. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I feel like it's an old one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they've just been around for centuries. So, I mean, if you think about it, like Hans Christian Andersen wrote that, I think back in like 1837, but they've been seen, or supposedly been seen, since like Christopher Columbus and like way back. So they haven't really gone away, which is also interesting that it is one of the folklores that's like not recent. And no matter where we go, like if you go to anybody in any country and you ask them if they know what a mermaid is, they'll be like, yes. Yes, they do.
Dave plays a video game with his friends where they're pirates and they have mermaids in it. When people get lost in the water, and also mermen, and no, they transport people when they're lost.
So they're the nice ones. They're not the ones that like try to seduce you to like go overboard and then kill you.
Sandra wants to know if the mermaids are good and not evil.
So the mermaids that help you are good, but there's now sirens and they're bad, but they're pretty stupid.
Getting a protein bar?
I want ice cream. So I'm pretending.
Yeah, I treated myself this weekend and I bought ice cream sandwiches.
We haven't been to the dairy farm near us yet.
Oh, the one that we went to?
They're good. So what place was the drag brunch at?
It was at this place called the Summer Shack. It's near, like, the Heinz Convention stop on the Green Line. It's, like, a 5-minute walk from there. It's just, like, it's next to King's, which is, like, a really popular bowling chain. I've only been there once. Had no clue that this place was there, so. But it was fun. They're doing a lot of other ones, too. They're doing, like, a 90s-themed one. A Taylor Swift one, a Lady Gaga one, what's her name? I can't remember her name, but they're doing like a bunch of them in the next like few months. It wasn't that expensive either. It was like $20 a ticket, and then brunch was maybe like $25, like with a drink and some food. Okay. So
yeah, we just like go to one.
There's fun. And it's kind of nice because it doesn't really matter where you sit because they all walk around and they all, like, give you, like, attention. And so they're not just, like, up on stage. So they, like, actually, like, interact with everybody that they can. And it's fun.
I like the picture you put on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, how many, like, people were there, like, performing?
There was, like, 5 or 6 people performing. Okay. And they did, like, rounds. So, like, I think they did, like, 5 or 6 rounds. And then each person would do, like, 1 song during each round. So they got through a lot of them. It was, like, 2 hours. But the issue is, so one of my good friends, like, brought, like, boas with her. So we all had, like, a boa, as you know, like, in the photo. Those boas left so many feathers. Like, we were just looking around and we're like, we are so sorry that you guys have to clean up all these damn feathers, because they we were like I got home and I was still like finding them on my clothes.
It's like glitter, it's everywhere. Yeah,
I'm just like, what the hell, why are these feathers following me home? So, and I wore like very sparkly pants because I got them off Amazon. They're very comfy. I just have to get them hemmed because they're way too long. This. You can't really see them. You can't really, like, see them because the boa kind of covers them because it's so long. But, like, I am wearing, like, 70s style sparkly pants.
Oh, yeah. Was that, like, the... Oh, because of the Mamma Mia theme?
Mm-hmm, because of the 70s theme, yeah. It's like, what costume can I get away with?
Okay, well, now to bring the mood down.
Oh, God. You didn't even send me a hint this time. It was just a very ominous, like...
Oh, that's...
Like, we were supposed to record yesterday, and you were like, I don't know if I'm in the right mindset to record, and I'm just like, what kind of story do you have?
This was going to be part of my oi, like, I don't know, yesterday. It's just, like, hard. Like, I basically... We left, like, so I said this is why we were half productive, was because of yesterday, that was half of the weekend that we were productive. Basically woke up at 9:30, 10, we're like, let's go on a walk hike, did that. Then, like, as we were winding down, we're like, should we go out to breakfast, cook at home? There's just a good breakfast place that's new that was, like, probably 3 minutes away from where we were. So we did that. And... Like, meanwhile, I had, my outfit was just purely based on, like, hiking, walking, maybe getting food. So then we do that, then we're like, well, we have these other errands planned. It doesn't really make sense to go home and get comfy if we're gonna, like, go out later to do stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I was also thinking about this, like, timeline for recording, and I was like, oh, I have to do this before this time. So then we went to Home Depot, we went to TJ Maxx. Dave had a little fashion show and got some shirts. So, like, this took some time. And then Home Depot to get gardening stuff, because we still have to do that. So then, I don't know, after, like, the 4th or 5th stop, I was, like, I was, like, still in my outfit from that morning from hiking. And so I felt kind of gross or whatever. So I don't know. I just, like, came back, like, basically left at, like, 10-ish, came back home 2:30-ish, maybe, basically.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, now I feel like I just want to, like, eat and not do any. I don't know. It's just, like, I blame COVID, but just, like, doing a full day or almost a full day of things out of the house, you're just like, now I don't want to do anything.
No, I get that. That's how I was on yesterday was Sunday. That's how I was yesterday, because Saturday I was around, like, so many friends and so many people, and I felt like I had to be, like, on and sociable, and I'm like, I don't know how to do this anymore. So, like, when you texted me, I was honestly gonna text you and be like, that's fine, like, I'm kind of people hungover. Like, I'm kind of peopled out. Like, I literally I did nothing yesterday. The only thing I really did was like I showered and I ate food, and that was that was my Sunday, because I was like, I don't have it in me to like be around humans today. Yeah. I just don't.
As much as I like doing these recordings, it does feel a little bit like a homework assignment or whatever. So like when you're trying to relax, it's not like, oh, now I have to do work late. We're on the same page, it sounds like. That's
good. Yeah, I kind of figured it out too when later you were like, I'm watching whatever movie you were watching, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, she needs this. Totally fine.
Yep.
It's like you enjoy, you watch your Disney Plus, like I try. And
also I'm not finishing Frank and Gracie because I'm scared there's gonna be a sad ending.
Wait, Frank, do you mean Grace and Frankie?
Yes.
I watched that when it like first came out, like that first weekend. I cried so much.
So there's a sad ending, isn't there? Oh no,
it's not a sad ending.
Okay,
I will say that it's actually, I liked how they did it. I just cried because it was like, you know, it's the end of like a show, and yeah, like you grow attached to these characters, and you're like, also Grace and Frankie, like I watched that so much during the pandemic that it was like borderline like you need to find another show.
Well, they're gonna be in a movie together. They're remaking that movie, the Working 9-to-5 movie with Dolly Parton, all three of them. So I'm pretty excited to see that.
Well, Dolly Parton's in one of the episodes. Like, they got her. They got her to do, like, a small role. So if anything, just watch it for Dolly Parton. It's good. Like, I will say, it wasn't what I was expecting, but no,
I like the jokes, I think.
Yeah.
The humor is always good.
Yeah, especially now.
Also, Lily Tomlin is Miss Frizzle.
So mad I didn't know that. Still, I'm so mad. Like, I didn't put two and two together.
It's a well-kept secret.
Well, because, like, you don't think about it. Like, I don't know. But also, like, the last time I watched The Magic School Bus, I think we were, like, in the middle school.
So. The only thing I remember is when people used white blood platelets, like, inner tubes.
Yep.
I don't know why I always remember that scene.
I remember they went through somebody's stomach.
Yeah. Like, I think that's probably the same episode.
Yeah. Like, that's the one episode that stands out the most. And do I remember anything about it?
Something with dinosaurs, I feel like, at one point. Probably. They were, like, racing a dinosaur. Fighting one or something.
That remember. Checks out.
But yeah, that's a classic show.
It's so good. I'm definitely, like, if I have kids, I'm going to be like, we're going to watch The Magic School Bus. That and Bill Nye the Science Guy. Just living my childhood for science class.
You don't have to wait to have kids. You can do it.
I feel a little weird.
Sunday morning cartoons. Saturday morning cartoons.
Might be a little weird. I feel like I'm going to have to go to, like, one of my friends' houses who has kids and be like, I'll watch them for an hour. We're just going to watch Bill Nye the Science Guy. And, yeah, just Magic School Bus.
I've seen, like, some videos of cats on Instagram that need to have their, like, morning cartoons. And it's really funny. This one, like, went up to her owner and was, like, squawking at her. And then, like, went over to the TV, and she sat in her own chair, and then the owner turned the TV on, and the cat was just watching cartoons.
Can I come back as that cat? Can I just come back as, like, a cat that, like, just watches cartoons? That's what I want in my next life. Just have me be a cat that's allowed to watch cartoons.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good life.
I'd be okay with it.
I think it was watching Sam and Molly or whatever. There's a show with two rabbits. I don't know. It's one of the newer ones. Or Max and Molly.
Do you mean Max and Ruby? Like,
commented, maybe.
Because that was on when we were younger. Max and Ruby, they're like two bunnies or rabbits or whatever, and they're siblings. I don't know why I remember this. Like, I didn't even watch Max and Ruby. So I think I just babysat.
Eyebrow for me. I don't remember that.
I think it's because I used to babysit a lot of kids, so I would just watch shows with them. There was always, wherever I babysat, no one that I babysat, like, in high school was allowed to watch Caillou. I remember that.
Why?
Because Caillou was a brat and he taught the kids bad behavior.
What?
Seriously, it was like, it's a thing. Like, if you look online and you look at, like, Caillou bad behavior, like, he's basically teaching kids how to be a brat. Because, like, the kids weird. I used to babysit, granted, these kids are now, like, in high school. Because I was in high school when they were, like, 3 and 5. I would ask their parents. Yeah. I would ask their parents, like, is there anything they're not allowed to watch? And they would say, like, Caillou. They can't watch Caillou.
That name sounds familiar, but I didn't realize it was so scandalous.
Ask any teacher, and they'll be like, Caillou is the worst. Like, any preschool teacher. So.
Segue onto my topic.
Yeah, now that we've talked about fun stuff, I'm kind of scared for your topic.
Yes, probably watch something happy after.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't think I've done a story quite like this one before.
Before you start, is there, like, a trigger warning? Is there anything people should be aware of?
No, it doesn't really get too gory. I don't think it's really worse, like, gore-wise than other ones. I mean, it mentions religious stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
So, basically, a young woman from Bavaria has mysterious health issues. She's diagnosed or given medicine to treat her condition, but for some reason it starts deteriorating. So the only thing she can think of, because she's raised in a super Catholic household, is to seek out priests who would be able to basically release her of her demons. And it seems like she either convinced her mom or her mom was just on the same page as her. So they both, like, went on this kind of pilgrimage or whatever to find two priests to exorcise her. So, yeah, I know, it sounds insane. Like, it sounds like this would have happened in, like, the 1400s, but this was in the 70s.
Okay.
This is the story of Annalise Michael. So fast forward, 2 years after she died, spoiler alert, her voice could be heard reverberating throughout a silent courtroom. She was heard screaming swear words at the priests. The recording was a part of 70 visits a pair of Catholic priests made. They attempted for 11 months to try to drive the demons away from her. Her parents and the priests were convinced she was possessed. The trial took place on March 30th, 1978, with the two priests and the parents sitting together in the defendant's box. They were all charged with negligent homicide. The story of Annalise Michael actually inspired the 2005 film The Exorcism of Emily Rose. So Annalise was raised a devout Catholic in Bavaria, West Germany, in the 1960s. She attended Mass twice a week. The first occurrence of her health problems was during school when she was 16. She suddenly blacked out and apparently went into a dazed state. Annalise did not remember this event later, but her friends and family say she was in a trance-like state. Around a year later, she woke up in a trance-like state and went to bed. Her body started to convulse uncontrollably. After visiting a neurologist, she was diagnosed with temporal lobe epilepsy. This causes seizures, memory loss, and visual and auditory hallucinations. After her diagnosis, Annalise started taking medication for epilepsy and started taking courses at the University of Würzburg in 1973. The drugs did not make much of a difference in her health, and her condition actually started to worsen. She continued to take the medication, but at this point started to believe that she must have been possessed by a demon. She started to see the face of the devil and said she heard demons whispering in her ears. Apparently the demons told her she was damned and would rot in hell. Annalise found priests eventually to help her with her demonic possession, but all the clergy she contacted rejected her requests, saying she needed medical help. Her delusions became increasingly more extreme, and she continued to believe she was possessed. At this point, she started basically acting more and more like she was possessed. She would rip clothes off her body. She would squat obsessively throughout the day. She would crawl under tables and barked like a dog. She would eat spiders and coal, bit the head off of a dead bird, and licked her urine from the floor. Eventually, she and her mom found a priest, Ernst Alt, who actually did believe she was possessed. He later told the court he didn't think she looked like she suffered from epilepsy. Alt petitioned a local bishop, Bishop Joseph Stengel. He eventually approved the request and granted a local priest, Arnold Renz, permission to perform an exorcism, but under the conditions that it would be conducted in secret. Exorcisms became popular by the Catholic Church in the 1500s by priests who used the phrase Vade Retro Satans, which meant go back Satan. This was used to expel demons from the hosts. The practice of Catholic exorcism was documented in the Rituale Romanum from the 16th century. In the 1960s, exorcisms were considered very rare, but thanks in part to the popularity from the film The Exorcist in the early 1970s, apparently a renewed interest took hold. So the following 10 months, Alt and Renz conducted 67 exorcisms. They typically lasted about 4 hours long. During the sessions, Annalise said she believed she was possessed by Lucifer, Cain, Judas, Iscariot, Adolf Hitler, Nero, and Fleshman. She would often communicate using a low growling noise. During the sessions, she talked about dying to atone for the wayward youth of the day and the apostate priests of the modern church. She apparently was praying so much on her knees that she broke some bones and tore tendons. Over the 10 months, Annalise was usually kept restrained. At one point, she just stopped eating and slowly died of malnutrition and dehydration on July 1st, 1976. According to the Washington Post, she weighed 68 pounds, and she was 23 years old. The state prosecution said her death could have actually been avoided for up to a week before she died. After she died, the story became a national sensation throughout Germany. Her parents and the two priests were charged with negligent homicide. They came before the court and played a recording of the exorcism they thought to justify their actions, but it seems like it had maybe the opposite effect. The priests were found guilty of manslaughter and were sentenced to 6 months in jail. This was actually later suspended and 3 years of probation. The parents were not charged with any punishment because apparently there's a thing under German law that apparently if someone has suffered enough, then they're like exempt from being charged for something. I don't know. That sounds problematic, but the film The Exorcism of Emily Rose was loosely based on Annalise's story. Laura Linney plays a lawyer who takes on the negligent homicide case against a priest who performed a deadly exorcism on a young woman, and the film took place in modern time in America. Annalise Michael is now mainly remembered as an icon for some Catholics who thought modern and secular interpretations of the Bible were actually distorting the ancient supernatural truth it contains. It seems like everyone who knew Michael was convinced she was possessed. And now people travel from Holland via buses to visit her grave. Apparently she's seen as a source of inspiration for some religious people, but it is thought it might actually be more of a cautionary tale for those who are suffering from mental illness. It seems like part of her diagnosis, along with the epilepsy, she was likely schizophrenic. And that would kind of tie in with the whole, like, forming this kind of obsession. I feel like there is something that's connected with, like, being obsessed with, like, especially if you had a religious upbringing, it's like using that in a weird way. But yeah, it's like so sad because her parents were, it's not like she was alone and that happened. Her parents were supposed to be taking care of her. And yeah, I don't know. So it's like a sad and creepy and.
Yeah. The minute you said exorcism, I was like, is this what The Exorcist is based off of?
I guess it they made it sound like it happened after the movie came out. So.
I think it's based off of the second one that came out when we were like in middle school. Exorcism of Emily Rose. I think that's the second one. But I could be wrong. I've never seen either.
I don't know. I thought The Exorcist was its own. Yeah. I think there were different kinds of exorcism movies because I think that's like a genre under horror. I know there are multiple kinds because I think I watched different. Like The Exorcist like started it. But I feel like there are, besides Exorcism of Emily Rose, I think there are other ones too that like focus on it. But I don't know off the top of my head the names of them. I know there were more than two movies.
Yeah. That's just so sad. Like you said, like the fact that like her parents are supposed to be there to help her and like they clearly did not.
Yeah. Like did her mom really believe that or was she in denial? And they don't say anything about the dad. And it was interesting to get like, apparently before this all happened, when she was actually going to school, she was described by classmates as being slightly withdrawn. And, like, I guess she was so religious that she was basically more religious than all the classmates. Like, it was, like, that level, it seemed like.
Also, religion, this is when religion doesn't really help. Because if you're looking to something like science that may be able to help you, they're not going to go for it. So it definitely explains. Right.
And the fact that it took her a while to actually find people who would do it, because everyone, all the priests or whoever she went to first are basically like, no, you should see a doctor.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
But it would also explain, because I think with schizophrenia too, it's like kind of multiple personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So it may explain like some of the voices she thought she was hearing. That's another thing I think when they hear voices.
And the fact that the recordings they had where she was yelling and swearing, and it seems like that wasn't her normal personality.
So that she may have given them the names of, like, Hitler or whoever, but, like, those might have just been her other personalities. So all of it could have been avoided if they, like, did not do that.
No, she just needed, like, a psychiatrist or someone.
Because people can definitely live, like, normal lives with schizophrenia. They just need to be on medication or they need to be watched occasionally.
So, like, maybe the epilepsy medicine was helping that, but it wasn't helping with like anything else that was going on.
And this, you said this was in the 70s?
Yeah.
So that also might explain it too. They didn't have the knowledge that we have like today. So maybe today she would have been fine with just some additional medication.
Right.
Or speaking to like a psychologist or psychiatrist or therapist or whatever. So that just, it's just, it's sad. It's just a sad turn of events. And
they did her wrong.
They did. Are they still alive?
I'm going to assume probably not. The parents probably aren't. She has, I wasn't sure, one or two siblings. Oh, so it says that throughout the trial, her father basically sat impassively. His wife, so Annalise's mother, was taking notes and moaning, oh dear God, when a doctor was saying that she had a mental disorder. Yeah, so I'm going to assume the parents are probably dead. Maybe her siblings would be alive, but
probably. If she was 23 and 76?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see if I can do this math really quickly. She would have been a little bit younger than my dad, so maybe. What made you pick this topic?
I remember it was one I've heard about before. And then just, like, it's that kind that sticks out to you because it's not really a common type of crime. It's definitely, I must have heard it, but maybe it was the Australian, some kind of like obscure creepy crime podcast. Actually, maybe it was My Favorite Murder. I don't know. I think I heard it multiple times.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of podcasts like do eventually do like an exorcism story,
right?
But not in the way that you did it, where they'd focus on the exorcism and you focused more on like the trial and like the crime part.
I mean, apparently it is a thing. I don't remember if it was that same podcast or another crime podcast, but I heard another exorcist related one where it like took place in basically like a super remote village type area in like Venezuela or something. So they do still go on. Mm-hmm. Like they, it was like a similar idea. Someone had a mental illness or some mm-hmm. emotional thing going, I don't know, something going on that no one else understood. And they basically performed an exorcism on her. And that one was more recent. I think that was like happened in the 2000s.
Oh, wow.
So the stuff still does go on, mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, and more, not so much American culture, more like
yeah.
other cultures, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy, though. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. So thanks, everyone, for listening to another episode of Away with the Terror already. We release new episodes every Thursday. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else. Follow us and like our posts on Facebook and Instagram, Away with the Terror Already podcast and Away with the Terror Already. If you have any suggestions or want to write into us, you can email us at oywiththeterroralready@gmail.com.
And we will see you all next week.
Bye.